The next morning, after a simple breakfast, Levka took us on a tour of the old frescoes, and we learned some history.
Nothing could be more removed than where we are. Supplies must be brought in by a floating balloon boat we called the Sky Galley.
Far as we were from dinosaurs, we felt their goodwill, for this magnificent building was their idea, although built by Tibetans.
The dinosaurs realized that certain newcomers benefited from being isolated.
Living at the top of the mountain has begun to cast a curious spell over me. At dawn, the silence is utter and absolute. From the balconies on clear mornings, I can trace the course of both great rivers, the Amu and the Polongo. I can even see a tiny grain of white that must be Waterfall City. Late at night, or when the wind is howling about the cold stones outside, I sometimes venture down to the map room, housed in the belly of the building. To my great delight, I have found a chart showing the extensive caves of the world beneath. Apparently, there are many luminous passages and chambers, and several portals through which my father might exit. Although, knowing him, I realize he would not stop until he satisfies his curiosity. I told Levka about his journey, and he seemed to sense the turn of my thoughts.
You will find your father again, but neither of you will be the same.
I don't understand.
Each person who arrives in Dinotopia becomes reborn. And the birth is different for each individual. Your father will be born of the earth. You and Sylvia will be born of the sky.
Levka is a very ancient man. How old is he?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Then ask him.
I can't ask him that.
Yes, you can.
Levka, how old are you?
Oh, I have long ago given up measuring the years, as I've already told your young friend Sylvia.
Sylvia's mischievous gaiety has reached out to the other keepers of the temple. I've often listened to their laughter as she studies the intricately beautiful weavings they do. Both of us help with chores. Even though we're together most of the time, she often seems lost in her own thoughts. She's still a mystery to me. One morning, our routine was interrupted by Levka, who sat us down and handed each of us a stack of very old, faded picture cards.
Look through these and choose just one to return to me.
A bridge? A house? A cloud?
A fish? A flame? And a moon?
A flower?
A trilobite?
Choose only one.
Here, this one.
Sylvia?
I choose this.
Now we will turn over both cards and see.
They're the same.
We chose the same card.
Ah, yes. You both chose the cloud. Twin clouds.
We both knew at once it was a turning point. Levka had known too, and earlier must have sensed the sky galley approaching from afar. For there it was, drifting on the horizon. By the time we'd packed and said goodbye, it was looming overhead, secured by its drag line. As winches lowered the bundles of cargo, Levka turned to us and smiled.
Breathe deep. Fly high. Seek peace.
Then he gestured us up the ladder. We followed the galleyman and crouched in the boat-like gondola. The rope was freed, and we watched in silence as the snowy peaks dropped away.
At first we drifted like a leaf on a lazy river, revolving slowly as the sun alternately warmed each side of the gas envelope. All was silent and serene, until we began to pedal. Pairs of galleymen took turns at the squeaky pedals, which moved us along fast enough to feel the bitter air on our faces. The galleymen knew Canyon City well. One was a retired Skybax rider, and were pleased to carry us as far east as they could.
Make yourself comfortable.
It may be a rough ride.
The sea of clouds under us was beginning to look ruffled and uncertain. By the fourth hour, we struck a hot updraft from the eastern face of the Forbidden Mountains, and we noticed the world sinking even further away.
Will, we're going up?
I know. It's all right.
The sky above was a dark, deep blue, the air so thin we were panting.
Release the helium! There she goes!
A tug on a red rope released precious helium, and we reversed direction, plunging down into the clouds.
Oh, no!
Release the bags! Over they go!
We dropped perilously low, despite bag after bag being cut free. Violent gusts hurled us about, plunging us at one moment into gray obscurity, and the next desperately near the rocky clutches of the mountains.
Oh, no!
It was a solemn kind of fury, quite unlike the wild screaming of the typhoon that wrecked our ship. When we stopped pedaling, the only sound was the soft groaning of the gondola and the eerie whistling of the wind over the mountain passes.
Are you all right?
I don't feel very good.
Is there anything I can do?
No.
Listen, whatever happens, we'll be together.
What is going to happen?
We'll be all right.
How's the rudder?
Yeah, it's damaged.
We lost control?
Lost it all, back there somewhere.
Doesn't look good.
I'd say not.
It's getting dark.
Nothing we can do.
Doesn't look good.
I'd say not again.
There was nothing we could do. Darkness overcame us, but I felt no fear.
Cover yourself with this, children. It will keep you warm.
Oh, thank you.
We wrapped up in as much covering as possible and secured ourselves for a hard landing.
Do you know where we are? Can you see anything?
No. It's too dark. Don't worry, we'll be all right.
Oh.
But our aimless flight continued for hours. There was no sense of movement or direction. Sylvia and I even dozed off for a time.
Will.
Hmm?
Wake up.
What?
We're free of the mountains. You can feel the warm air.
I can feel it.
Maybe everything will be all right.
Remember? I said don't worry. Well, we're going to be alone.
Look out ahead!
Brace yourself!
What's happening?
Whoa!
We're landing!
What did we hit?
Luckily, a soft field.
A soft field?
That's what I said.
Can you see anything?
It's still too dark.
You two all right?
I think so.
Where did we land?
I don't know, in something soft.
It's a field of flowers.
Flowers?
That's what it is.
What kind of flowers?
What kind? Well, I'd say peonies.
My favorite flower.
It is?
It is now.
Well, may as well get some sleep.
Can't do anything till it's light.
Right you are.
Right.
Dawn awoke us to reveal a shattered ship.
Look at this.
I haven't seen such a disaster since, the crash of the flying tulip.
Oh, did they walk away from that?
Nope, they limped.
Limp?
Yeah, limped.
Well, better limp than not.
Lumped and limp they were.
Lumped and limp.
Where are we?
Well, if you look over there, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not, you can just barely see a city.
A city?
Seropolis, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
Seropolis, the capital.
I'd say that.
The capital of Dinotopia.
That's what I said.
I said it first.